It's US 99. Parmalee, welcome home to Chicago.
What's up?
How are you, pal?
Great, man. Thanks for having us.
Actually, I should say, the nice surprise, I knew Matt was going to be on the phone, but Josh is like, I got nothing to do. I want to get up early. Let's go.
Yeah, you know how it is.
This song, Just the Way with Blanco Brown, I was thinking about this driving in this morning. I feel like it dropped in on us at the most perfect time. Is there a story behind it?
Yeah, man. We had, actually wrote it at the end of 2018. So we had it for a year and we recorded like three or four different versions of it trying to get it right.
Uh-huh.
We said, you know, if a pandemic ever breaks out, we should take this song to put out.
I know you actually said that entire sentence word for word. You were forecasting it for all of us.
We were waiting for it to happen. We're like, we need something positive and uplifting to have for this pandemic. So let's just wait.
Let's all buy a bunch of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. Let's plan this thing out.
When you wrote it, did you have an idea of a collaboration in mind, or did that also just pop out?
No, it popped out while we were listening to it on the bus.
Yeah.
Our producer was with us, and he's like, I like the song. Something's just not right. Why don't you call Blanco and have him on? And I was like, cool. Because Blanco and I had been friends for a couple years, even before he had to get up. We had been working on stuff. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, let's just try it, see what happens. And then we went, he said yes, we went and recorded the vocals, and here we are talking about it going number one. It's just amazing, man.
Congratulations on that. I know.
Thank you, man.
And the thing, the song, there's not really a song that sounds like this. It's a totally new vibe on country radio.
Thank you.
That's nice to hear.
We all have our own influences, but it's very rare to say that I've never had this type of sound.
Oh, man. That means a lot. Thank you so much. Well, it's definitely kind of playing into what we have coming up, you know, as well, too. So we're excited. I'm glad you said that. We have some new stuff that we're really excited about. It's going to be in the same vein. So
awesome. Things we want to know about Parmalee. We're talking about it on the show this morning. The one TV show that everybody loves, you just don't get it because The Masked Singer is coming back. I don't understand that show at all. Is there one TV show everybody loves and you just can't get into it?
I've stopped watching the news.
Well, that's a given.
I've never watched any of the singing contest shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me neither.
None of those.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
What's your least favorite breakfast food? Because you're up early today. You see this on a Sunday brunch menu, you say, absolutely not.
I don't like the potato hash brown, square potato things. I like hash browns, like Waffle House.
Right.
But not like the square potatoes, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Note to self, Matt does not like the square, whatever they're called, potatoes.
Now you know what to get him for his birthday this year.
Yeah.
And we just found out that the Cubs and the Sox are welcoming fans back at 20% this year. That's a huge thing for Chicago.
Let's go. Man, that's huge.
We want to know, Parmalee, what's your favorite ballpark food?
Nah, hot dogs. Come on.
What?
Yeah. And beer?
You're not going to do like a good like cheeseburger or a slice of pizza with pepperoni or something? You go for the dog?
Ah, man, they all sound great, but just something about being there in the ballpark and...
You got to have a hot dog.
Just getting the hot dog, you know? Well, you can do a cheeseburger pie after that. Dog's enough, you could eat a cheeseburger after that.
So you're not watching the news, but we're all attached to our phones. What was the last purchase you made scrolling your phone and you saw the ad and you clicked it and you bought it?
Oh. You know what I did with those trim, when you're doing home construction and you need to cut the perfect piece of trim, but it's a crazy angle and you buy that little plastic thing.
Oh, you got one of those?
Oh, I have two of them,
Dude, I want one of those.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What is it called?
It's like an angle measurer.
Angle measure if you're like cutting tile or cutting trim for your house and like you put it in there and it has these little fingers that makes a crazy looking angle cut thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
You realize just by saying that out loud, my phone is listening, and I'm going to have that ad on Instagram in like 15 minutes.
Let's go. Come on.
We're going to send you one.
Love it. The artist you are loving today, this week, this month, not Parmalee.
Oh, man. I just heard the new Maroon 5 song. I love it. It's great.
Do you know the name?
Beautiful Mistakes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Well, we love the vibe of the song. Like I said, something we've never heard before. And the fact that it's the most popular song in America, that's just super awesome for you guys, especially with everything that's happened in the last 12 months. And we want to see you back in Chicago.
We're coming back up, man. As soon as you guys are ready for us and you can open up, we'll be there.
Yep.
Promise you that.
And we're getting a hot dog.
And we're getting a hot dog?
I was going to say, we'll have the hot dog with only mustard and relish ready for you.
I love it.
I love it.
Have a great day. Thanks so much for calling, guys. Take care.
Talk with you.
Thanks, Drew.